Hi, welcome to Dear Nikki. My name is Nikki, and if you've been here before, welcome back. And if you're new to the show, this show is all about sex and the fantasies that people have. Reading from emails directly and anonymously sent to me, together we explore the experiences of everyday people just like yourself. You never know who I can be reading from. I could be reading from that woman who just spent the weekend living out her very daring fantasy a stranger gave her. I could be reading from your local weatherman who, before every on-air weather report, he makes sure gives himself a hand job so it's visibly noticeable while he's on TV. I could be reading from your local semi-professional basketball player. He likes to wear his butt plug during practice and sometimes during the games. You just never, ever know. And if you have any erotic confessions, fantasies, or anything else, feel free to send them to Nikki at nikki@dearnikki.com or anonymously through the website at dearnikki.com under the Confessions tab. Just remember, by submitting a confession or anything else, you certify the following are true. You are the sole creator of the submission. You're 18 years of age or older, legally able to write, submit erotic or pornographic material. Stories including bestiality, incest, incest fantasies, underage role play, rape sex, rape fantasies, or other non-consensual content or racial slurs will not be aired. We reserve the right to change names and other identifiable information, and you're releasing all rights to your creation. So I was on an extended lunch today, and after I got done with the appointment I had to go to, I was driving around, and one of the local high schools is a Catholic school, and there was this older girl, and it reminded me of a story, and it's not about that. I'm trying to be very delicate here, but plaid skirts. I had a plaid skirt to die for, and I'll never forget, I was helping a gentleman live a fantasy on the lines when he was talking about how he loved to go visit strippers, and he always visited strippers, and when he ran a business, and he made sure that he always took a escort. He had hired escorts that worked for him to dinner out with the fellow, you know, people that would come do business with him, whatever he did. I never knew what he did. Well, kind of, but that's not the point of the story. And he told me that while he was watching the stripper dance one day, she had a schoolgirl outfit, and he said it was hot. And I'll admit, the ones on the racks, the ones for Halloween, the micro whatever, are extremely hot. But he said, trust me, you'll get better tips if you do this. So they went to where you could buy Catholic schoolgirl uniforms and bought her a real Catholic schoolgirl outfit, like the whole shebang, right? And I don't know if the emblems of the school was on it, but I mean, he bought her a set in different colors or whatever. And sure enough, her tips tripled. So my question is this: if you were to live out a fantasy, do you go to the costume store and buy slutty cheerleader? Or do you go to, you know, where you can buy cheerleading outfits or real doctor coat, lab coats and scrubs and nurses' outfits? I mean, I think there's a time and a place for both. But the real thing, living out a fantasy and the attire of reality, just adds a something special to it. A special little twist, as you say. So here again, I'm asking you, would you want me to buy an outfit? Or would you rather have me find the real thing and live out the whole, I've been a very bad girl, daddy, Spank me. Oops, I forgot my panties. Just want to know. You know what time it is. It's time to sit back, relax. Let's have a whiskey, with some filthy cherries, of course, and explore some erotic fantasies from people just like you and me. Dear Nikki, hello again. I'm writing some more about my experiences with Laura, the first girl I fooled around with. We'd known each other for a while, and in the last two stories, I talked about our first time together, and then the second time, which ended up with her using a strap-on to get me off. So after Laura fucked me with the strap-on and had a very strong orgasm from the vibrator with the strap that we took a nap together in her bed, I woke up, saw Laura looking at me. I asked how long she'd been looking at me, and she said only a few minutes. But she liked watching me sleep, and that it looked so peaceful. We were laying in bed, facing each other, naked, and starting just talking. I asked her when was the last time she fucked a guy. She said it had been years, but had confessed to fantasizing about fucking my boyfriend, Rich. She started asking me what it was like to be fucked by Rich, and how he compared to other guys I had been with. I told her he was the only guy I'd actually ever been with, and I love having sex with him. But I didn't have any experience with other men other than being fingered and gone down on a few times by a guy in the 11th grade. And right before I met Rich, I hooked up with a different guy from a school and he went down on me twice. Other than that, all of my sexual experiences were either with Rich or Laura. She was a bit shocked by that, I think considering how sexual I am. I told her Rich's cock is really thick, and the first time we had sex, it hurt a lot. And if we didn't do it for a while, it hurts, and he has to loosen me up a bit. She asked how he loosens me up. I told her I have a dildo that's about 2/3 of his girth, and he'll use that on me to get me ready. She asked if I've ever used it on myself. I told her not really, that when I masturbate, I prefer clitoral play. She giggled and told me that I had the strongest orgasm she'd ever seen by clit sucking. She thinks it was so strong for me because my clit is bigger than average. We started talking more about how Rich fucks me and what I like about it. One thing I told her I love is when he comes inside me. There's no better feeling. She told me even though she's been fucked by a few different guys, she's never done that and always used condoms. I told her that Rich and I hadn't used condoms in over 4 years, which is when I started the pill. I also asked her that one thing I really like that Rich does is when he's turned on and fucking me. He tells me how it feels, which is such a huge turn on for me. I told her I also think it's hot when I turn him on so much that he can't last and comes too fast. It doesn't happen all the time, but I like when I drive him crazy. I asked her what she likes when being fucked by a guy. She said she likes the strength, and while she's not super attracted to men, she loves the feeling of someone strong taking control and fucking the shit out of her. She told me that she fucked our coworker a few times. I almost died laughing because I thought she was kidding, because he's a super nice guy, but kind of a weird geek. He's in his 30s but acts and dresses like he's a 15-year-old boy. She told me he has a huge cock. We were both laughing because that is all I was going to think about when I saw him at work. We started talking more and more about sex, and we spent some time swapping stories about our first times doing or seeing things, like our first girlfriend or the first time I saw a guy come. Not something to share here, but our stories started escalating a little. When Laura finished telling me about the suburban mom that she had a friends with benefits thing for a while, we were both really horny again. I asked Laura what other toys she had. Laura told me to come with her. We went to her closet, and in the bottom of her closet was one of those big plastic bins filled with sex toys, some brand new. In the bin, I found what looked like a strap-on device, but instead of having a cock, it had something that looked like a butterfly. I pulled that out and asked Laura what it was for. She told me to put it on. I pulled the straps up my legs and the butterfly sat against my pussy. I saw Laura fish around the bin for toys for something else, and she pulled out a purple thing on a keychain. She put a battery in it and hit the button. All of a sudden, the butterfly was vibrating against my pussy. She could feel the control of the vibrations. As soon as it started to feel good, she turned it off. I told her she was a tease. I must have told her at some point that Rich and I sometimes had phone sex, and she told me to call Rich and get him horny, and she would turn the vibe on and make me come while listening to him jerk off. I told her I had a better idea. I said sometimes Rich and I use a webcam, and I could tell him I got a new toy, and you can control it from the closet where he can't see you, but you'll be able to watch him jerk off. Laura thought that was so hot. She grabbed my hand and basically dragged me to my bedroom. I turned on my computer and saw Rich was online, but away. I sent him a message, but no reply. So I called him and said I wanted to go on red cam for him. He said give him 10 minutes. He called me back and told me he kicked a few of his law school buddies out of his room. He told me to turn on my cam. I did. And he asked me what I was wearing, and I told him a new vibrator I bought the other day. I laid back on the bed and faced the cam towards my body so he could see all of me. I told him I wanted to put on a speaker so I could play with my nipples also while I listened. But really, it was so Laura could hear him. I saw him turn on his cam and made it so it took up my whole screen so Laura could see his thick cock. He said, "You have me so hard. You're such a naughty girl." Laura turned the vibe on and I moaned. He said, "Oh, that vibe must feel good on your pussy. How about I fuck you with the vibe on? I bet you'd come a few times on my cock." Laura slowed it, and I grabbed the sheets out of frustration, but it felt so good. Laura turned on the vibe, a different setting that was pulsating against my clit. That sensation made me start panting and moaning. Rich was stroking really fast, listening to me. He was saying things like, "I bet you wish my cock was in you. I bet you wish that was my tongue." I couldn't take it. I was so close, but I needed it faster. I started arching my back and grabbing my sheets. Rich was watching and saying, "Oh, yes, that's what you look like when I tease your clit. Yes, tease your clit, baby. Tease it. I like it. I would like to tease it with my tongue and my cock." Laura adjusted the setting again, and it almost felt like a roller coaster on my clit. It went slow, like it was going uphill, but it was strong, and then it did a long series of buzzes, and then the buzzes went into fast buzzes. This was getting me there quickly. I was so close. I grabbed the sheets and nearly pulled them off the bed and started shaking. Rich was saying, "Oh yes, you're close. I can tell your thighs are quivering. That's how I know you're going to explode. Let it go, baby." The next round, after a slow speed, when it was going buzzing, I started coming. I yelled, "I'm coming." Rich was stroking his cock fast. He said, "Oh fuck, I need that tight pussy. I can't wait until next weekend. I'm going to come in you constantly and fill that pussy up." I saw him tilt his head back, and then a spurt of cum came out of his cock, and then another, and another. Rich started laughing and said, "My girlfriend is so naughty and I love it." I could barely move and I was in another orgasm coma, I felt like. I could barely speak. Rich was laughing at me, but told me he had to go and he had a big exam coming up and needed to get back to a study group. We told each other we loved each other and we would talk soon. I heard his phone click and saw his webcam shut off, and I did the same. Laura came out of the closet and told me how hot she thought that was. She pulled the toy off my pussy and buried her face between my legs and cleaned up all of my juices. She had the strap on and put it in position the dildo cock near my hole and asked if I was ready, and I said yes. She turned on the vibe fast, and I could feel it as she fucked me with her fake cock. She pushed my legs back and pounded me. She started saying, "Oh, fuck yes. I want Rich to watch me fuck you. I want him to watch a girl fuck your pussy." I was shaking and said, "I'm coming." And the vibrations of the dildo started to make me come, and I came on her fake cock. We both could barely move and giggled and cuddled in bed. Yes, I'll tell you more next time. Heather. Well, hello, Heather. I've never thought of this. This is quite hot. It's a different exploration into the same sex, possibly. This brought back, and I know I've talked about him before, about a guy introducing his wife to a hot wife, or letting the gentleman she's going to fuck home, and he would watch from a one-way mirror in a closet, or the way they had their bed, he could lay underneath and hear the mattress squeak or feel it squeak, and being under there and listening in a cubby where he could partake. I don't know if it actually existed or if he really partook into something like this, but the thought of it is just sexy as hell. Would you go this far and to not tell, I mean, your partner? If I was in an open relationship, I think I would. And I think I would allow that to happen. Now, beyond cam, that's something I'd have to work around that somehow. Just very leery of the whole webcam thing. Always have been. So I've never been a webcam girl. But the thought of it is also intriguing. Maybe where he's just on the other end and I won't hear you. The visual, but also the audio of watching someone take pleasure in something you're doing. I've also pointed out having these toys that are virtual, that you can control from anywhere, not necessarily just in the same room. It heightens, it adds a different aspect, a different layer to the relationship, a different layer of the connection. Watching and not knowing, would I rather have my lover's tongue, fingers? Oh, absolutely. But there's something about him playing and not knowing what he's doing next. But there is just this one thing. I still love laying next to him, masturbating myself, while he gets me off. Even if it's just lightly touching my skin. To me, that is the sexiest thing in the world. What do you think? I really want to know. Dear Nikki, recently my wife and I had decided to spice up our sex life. Over the years, we've done it all one time or another. She's always embraced my desire to dress in women's clothes. We go on shopping trips where we help me pick out slutty attire for our play days. Let me add that I'm not a passable cross-dresser, but I love the way it makes me feel. My wife is good about making me feel sexy when I'm all done up. It turns me on to put on sexy red panties, a push-up bra, and a cute little apron, fishnets, red pumps while I do chores around the house. But not before she makes sure I have a remote control butt plug installed. We have a home surveillance system around the house so she can watch me prance around and cleaning while she zaps my prostate into submission. I have been pushing my boundaries lately, wanting to venture out in public. Thought is terrifying and exhilarating at the same time. I tell myself as long as it's dark out, who's really going to notice? It'll be just another big man walking around down the street. In reality, it's a paralyzing thought for me. This past weekend, that all changed. My wife placed an ad looking for a bi couple to join us. I knew nothing of her plan. The ad read that she wanted a couple to help turn out her sissy cross-dressing husband. She informed me that Saturday morning, I was going to put on all my slutty undergarments, but instead of putting on my normal clothes over them, like I usually did when we were going out, she handed me a short skirt and a low-cut blouse to put on. She then proceeded to do my makeup and paint my nails. After that, she handed me a blonde bob wig to put on and adorned me with some jewelry we recently purchased. I stood there looking in the mirror and thought, wow, I look pretty good. Not as slutty as I was used to for hanging around the house. More like a regular woman getting ready to go out for dinner or something. I was kind of blown away. As the sun started to set, I was told to get in the car. Because we had a date. A date? Really? What was going on here? I felt my tiny penis starting to get hard. My wife noticed me trying to reposition it and blurted out, "You might as well forget about that little thing. Tonight, It won't be needed. I thought to myself, even when she fucks my ass all night with her strap on, we eventually get to my little cock at some point. I was intrigued, to say the least. As I scurried to the car, hoping the neighbors didn't see me, I was getting more and more aroused. I tried keeping my head down and not making eye contact with anyone as I drove along. My head was reeling. When I finally looked up, I realized we were in a hotel parking lot. We parked and headed for the door. The sound of my high heels clicking along the concrete was amazing. I'd been waiting for this experience for a long time. Now I had to walk into a well-lit lobby of this huge hotel and just hope nobody notices. At least my wife had already rented the room early in the morning. I found myself sashaying through the lobby, past the bar, and into the elevator. We rode up with two other women who were engrossed in their own conversation and seemed not being paying me any attention. As we got off on our floor, I felt relieved. I made it and the sky didn't fall. We entered the room, and to my surprise, there was a couple sitting on the couch having a drink. I thought, oh shit, we must be in the wrong room. My heart was beating out of my chest. My wife greeted the couple and sat down next to them on the couch. I was freaking out. Who were these people, and what would they think about me dressed like this? I took a deep breath and headed for the nearest chair located directly across from the couch. I sat down as a ladylike as I knew how and felt them staring at me. I was so embarrassed. My wife introduced me as her sissy slut husband and informed me that I was to be the entertainment for the night. I was so turned on, I could feel a bit of pre-cum in my panties. After facing my fears about going out into public cross-dressed, getting to the hotel room where the couple my wife had met, Mark and Sarah, were waiting for us. My wife then informing me that I was to be the entertainment for the night. The big picture finally came into focus. I get to service the group. I was ordered to remove my blouse and bra, but leave my skirt and panties on. My wife took out a length of rope from her purse and began to tie a chest harness on me. I loved it when she had me wear this. Tying the rope into a pentagon across my chest made my already large breasts seem even bigger. My wife put a pair of nipple clamps on me that had little bells on the end, so that whenever I moved, they jingled. She then handed me a red silk robe to put on and tied the back so not to cover up my big tits. Mark and Sarah both commented on their size and assured me that it was a very sexy look. My wife ordered me to get on my knees as Mark approached me, unzipping his fly. When he pulled out his cock, it hung inches from my face. Soft, it was only about 5 inches in thick. I felt my wife's hand on the back of my head and heard her say, "Open up, bitch." I took the head into my mouth and I felt it begin to swell as I worked further down his shaft. It didn't take long before he was rock hard and the head was sliding down the back of my throat. I couldn't take it after it was so hard, so I started jacking off the shaft with my spit as I shoved as much as I could get it in my mouth. Mark sat down on the couch as I continued to suck and slurp his massive cock. I was bent over at the hip at this point, and I felt my skirt getting hiked up over my ass and my panties pulled down. 3 hard smacks stung my ass cheeks. It was Sarah standing behind me now, lubing up her strap-on. She smeared a small amount of lube on my ass, and I felt her pushing the head against the rim. It was so hot by then, she easily slid her cock balls deep into me with one push. I was sucking that cock for everything it was worth as Sarah pounded my ass relentlessly. My wife knelt down beside me and started to help me lick and suck Mark's dick. We traded off deep-throating his manhood and slobbering up and down his shaft. She then pushed me out of the way and sat down on his rock-hard dick. She pumped up and down on his meat with her tight pussy. I repositioned myself so I could lick his balls and suck her pussy juices off his cock. Sarah was still fucking me harder and harder. I was so excited that my dick exploded and I came without even touching it. Mark tensed up and I could tell he unloaded his cum deep in my wife's soaking wet box. When they slowed, I pulled his cock from her cunt and sucked his and her cum off of it. Sarah pulled her strap on from my swollen hole and rolled me over on my back. When she did, my wife straddled my face and pushed Mark's load in my mouth. I sucked and swallowed the entire load from her dripping pussy. Once it was cleaned up, Sarah took my place, lapping up their sex leftovers. It didn't take long, and Sarah had my wife shivering on the verge of another orgasm. She let loose and squirted hot, sticky cum all over Sarah's face. Mark quickly readied for round two and slid his meat into his wife as she kept working on my wife. Wife told me to get the big dildo out of the bag she brought and told me to sit down on it to keep my ass stretched open. It slid right in, even though it was bigger than Mark. I watched the scene in front of me as I pumped that huge dildo in and out of my ass. My nipple clamps jingled with every stroke. Mark suddenly stopped fucking his wife, grabbed my legs and put them over his shoulders. That big dildo slid from my ass and was replaced with his huge cock, pumping my swollen hole. He started coming in my ass almost right away. I could feel it leaking down my ass cheeks as he kept fucking me. When he finished, I collapsed on the couch in exhaustion, feeling like a true cum whore. I lay there satisfied. Aaron. Kudos to your wife, Aaron. I mean, arranging something like that for her lover. There's nothing like being married or with a giver that looks out for your pleasure, your well-being, your cum. Things I should look into. No, he knows I take care of him, and I do it rather well, I do might say myself. Would you, not necessarily this, set up a scene for your partner to live out, for your partner to explore with you and surprise them with it? Would you give them that gentle nudge to live out something they would want, even if it's something that's not in your repertoire or taste? Would you help give them that? Would you support them in that and help them explore that side of them, even if it was just a one-time thing? As long as it's consensual and no one gets hurt, why not? What is so wrong by helping you and your partner explore something? What if it brought a deeper connection to you? What if it, and I mean, in all honesty, it could be something that, okay, we shouldn't have done that. Let's repair, rebuild, and try something else. It very well could. We're not living in a fantasy world. It is what it is. But don't you think that chance is worth it? Don't you think that chance is worth exploring the boundaries and exploring the openness that you could be? Because even if it doesn't work out and you have to go back to that drawing board, at least you weren't back where you were. At least you are communicating and saying, that didn't work. Let's try something else. Or you know what? Maybe it's just meant to be in fantasy world, and that's okay. And you know, but not knowing sometimes is the worst thing you could possibly do. What do you think? Would you explore something like this? Or whatever dynamic it should be in your world, in your lover's world? I think that's the biggest way to say, I'm into you, but that's just me. What about you? I'd really like to know. I think this is a perfect place to stop for the night. I want to thank you again for joining me. Don't forget, I'm still working on the book. I haven't got it up. Amazon has not wrote me back yet, so that'll be out soon. I'm also working with somebody else to actually put it out in other places, so you'll be able to download it off at Apple iTunes and other places too. So keep a lookout for that. It's coming. It's all pulling together. Finally, I had the meeting I wanted to tonight. That's why the late drop from Monday night. Actually, going to be early Tuesday morning at this point. But I wanted to wrap up some bows and whistles and at least be able to give you some good news of, yes, we are on the right track of something big. And I cannot wait to be able to rip the Band-Aid off and tell you, but it's going to be a while. But lots and lots of teasing until then. lots of practice because I do not know how to tease. What do you guys think? I don't think you believe me, though. And in closing, hello, lover. Why don't we fuck me while I take some calls on the lines again? You know, it's something we've talked about. What do you think? I really want to know. And until next time, ladies and gentlemen, have a fucking fabulous week.